For 91.9 KBCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria, and this is today's Midday News Report. The federal court is ordering major changes to improve conditions at the Adelanto ICE Processing Center. The ruling says the department is likely violating the detention guidelines for immigrants detained there. In her ruling Thursday, Judge Sunshine Sykes ordered Adelanto to provide full-time access to clean drinking water, meals with a sufficient number of calories, and free access to soap and hygiene products. Sykes issued the ruling because she found detainees could suffer, quote, irreparable harm if the court doesn't intervene. At least four detainees have died at Adelanto since September, according to government data. Immigrant rights groups filed a lawsuit against ICE in January on behalf of detainees at Adelanto. In a statement, the Immigrant Defenders Law Center, who helped represent the plaintiffs in the lawsuit, said the federal government can't evade the responsibility of providing humane conditions for detainees. The Department of Homeland Security and GEO Group did not respond to KVCR's request for comment. Immigration officials shared their version of what happened during an incident on Monday morning near the intersections of Sterling and Bayside Streets in Highland. Immigrant rights activists allege ICE agents caused the vehicle crash. In a statement shared with KVCR on Thursday, the Department of Homeland Security said ICE officers were conducting a targeted enforcement operation to arrest a man previously removed from the U.S. DHS says the man was deported following an aggravated felony drug conviction. The agency said the man sped away, drove recklessly, and later crashed before fleeing the scene on foot. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department said on Monday that two civilian vehicles, a Hyundai and a Toyota, were involved in the collision. Deputies said one driver fled the scene while the other was taken to a hospital. Authorities have not released the extent of that person's injuries. DHS said an ICE vehicle was not involved in the crash and that officers assisted the injured driver before emergency crews arrived. An effort to get rid of California's top two primary system is officially underway. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports the initiative's proponents can start collecting signatures this week.
California's top two primary means the top two vote-getters advance to the general election, regardless of which party they belong to. But it came under scrutiny this year after Democrats faced the possibility of a lockout in the governor's race.
So I think voters really have figured out that this is a failed experiment, and now is the moment to start collecting signatures to undo it.
Steve Maviglio is a Democratic political consultant and started this effort to do away with California's top two system. He says he's been against it from the beginning because it can make it so voters have less choices, like if there are two candidates of the same party running against each other.
So that doesn't give you the ability to vote for a candidate that shares your value or even your party affiliation if you're a Democrat or Republican. And I think that's fundamentally unfair.
Opponents argue repealing the top two primary will mean no party preference voters could lose the chance to participate in primaries. I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
San Bernardino's police chief and a police sergeant who leads the officers' union have filed legal claims against the city. They allege Councilwoman Treasurer Ortiz created a hostile work environment, engaged in harassment, and made defamatory statements. According to reporting from the Southern California News Group, Police Chief Darren Goodman and Sergeant Jose Loera are each seeking more than $10,000 in damages. The claims come as Ortiz faces misdemeanor criminal charges over allegations she secretly recorded conversations with police officials. Ortiz has pleaded not guilty. Coachella's Planning Commission voted on Wednesday to recommend a citywide ban on data centers, with some exceptions. Commissioners are also asking the City Council to consider letting voters decide the issue. The Commission unanimously recommended that the Council ban large-scale data centers. The proposal comes as residents for months have pushed for city leaders to ban data centers that support the AI industry. Experts say those types of centers consume large volumes of water and electricity. Critics say they impact water quality and bring more pollution. Commissioners want the Council to clarify which facilities would be banned under the ordinance and consider exemptions for small server rooms. The Council is expected to consider the Planning Commission's recommendations next month. Commissioners also say the Council should explore placing a measure before voters on whether to ban data centers. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. Have a good weekend.